Fade in. Exterior, a redwood forest. Twilight. Full moon rising between trees. Green city limits sign next to dark highway. Dissolve to sign. White block letters. Arcadia, California, population 16,179. Freeze frame. Superimpose. Episode 71. Screener.
So, you can turn invisible again. Still? Was there a point where you couldn't? Do you know, or have you been able to the whole time, but you didn't check? Or did... We will come back to that. You can turn invisible, and Nico can't see you when you do, but he could before.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, hang on. Monday, July 13th, 2009. Mom said it was too late to go to Leah's last night, so we're here today. Okay, go.
I already said everything.
Oh, right. So, why?
Why what?
Why can he still turn invisible, and why can't I see him now?
You think I know the answer to that?
I mean, you usually do.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I have got a theory, sort of. Ah, shut up. But, okay, so we know that they have power, and we know that they can give people, human people, power too.
Right.
So we've been assuming that every time a human uses a power, it's because they've gotten it from capital T, them. But what if that's only true some of the time? What if they want us to think that people can only do magic because of their help? But that's a lie.
Huh?
Ugh. What if humans can do magic on their own? I mean, if they learn how.
Do you mean, like, all humans everywhere? Because I feel like if people could do magic, we'd know about it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you have to be close enough to them to know it's possible, or maybe we can only do it in some places.
I guess? I mean, I can't prove that's not true, but I really don't
think... You learned to make them work. The things I showed you.
Well, yeah, okay, I did. So what?
Good.
Whatever.
You learned more quickly than I did. It would have been easier for you there than it was for me. She does better with those who can learn.
Look, I only figured it out because you taught me.
Hang on. Wait a second. Thomas, are you saying you taught Leah how to do magic?
No. Yes. It isn't magic. Only... helping things to be what they are named. Or changing the names to show the things what to be.
That's magic.
I taught Leah how to do magic.
Wow.
I can't do anything, like, big or anything. Just, you know, open locked doors. And read stuff in the dark.
Oh, if that's all you can do. Is that all you can do?
Mostly. I mean, sometimes I can understand French. And German. And Latin. And Mandarin. And... and Vietnamese. But I have to really focus, otherwise it doesn't work.
Right.
Good. You were... good. You should learn how to be unnoticed.
Do you think I can?
I can. I want... nothing of hers. Neither appellations nor abilities. I will keep nothing I acquired from her hands. Neither bought nor sold nor traded nor bargained. If we can go unseen together, then the power is mine, of human nature and name. If you can learn the way of it, then it is a thing we share, as we share our shape and the sounds we call speech. It is in me, blood and bone, and not one of her tools and tricks.
Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Are we just going to not even talk about the fact that you can do magic?
What's there to talk about, Nico?
What's there to talk about, Nico?
Oh, I don't... Like, about how you can do magic?
I don't know. No, really. I don't know.
Great. Thanks, okay.
For real, Nico, I'm not trying to be a jerk or dodge the question or whatever. I don't know how I'm doing it. I can't... There aren't any words that make sense. Even when I'm just trying to think about it, it's like trying to explain how I make my heart beat. I don't know. It just happens. It is so frustrating. I want to explain. I keep trying to write it all down, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. But every time I try, the words don't work, and I hate it. It's like I know something, but I only know it if I'm not thinking about it. And as soon as I try thinking instead of just doing, everything stops working. I wish I promise. If I could tell you, I would. What if... Thomas, what if you're right?
Hmm?
About your going unseen being something that your human part can do. But that part wasn't doing it before. What if it was the them part of you that was using power before? And now that you don't have that part anymore, you're just doing human magic or whatever.
I have almost no idea what any of that means.
Well, okay, so before you, Nico, could see him, Thomas, when he, how did you say it, wanted to be overlooked? We know that you, Nico, again, have special, like, resistance to people using their powers because you're touched or their favorite or something.
We do?
Will's mind control bullshit doesn't work on you. Neither does whatever it is that Mr. DiCaprio does. And I think there was something with Mr. Jinx, too.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So, what if you could see him before because it was their power he was using, and you can't now because it's his, sort of?
I don't know if that's how it works.
Oh, come on, turn off the recorder. We need to test this.
Fine, okay. One sec. Tuesday, July 14th, 2009. I have learned that the reason movies use training montages is that the actual process of training is long and boring. Leah Thomas and I spent most of yesterday figuring out what exactly they could do and how much of it worked on me, which sounds interesting, but was, in fact...
It was interesting.
Was, in fact... long and boring. And also interesting.
Ha!
It took most of the afternoon, and while we're no closer to knowing how they do it, we have a much better idea of what Leah and Thomas are capable of, magic-wise. That still sounds so weird. I'm not sure that it's gotten us any closer to a solution for, well, any of our problems, but it's one more tool we can use.
Speaking of, do we have a new plan yet for how to help Elliot?
No. If we could get him out of the house, I think we could get him to listen to us. Probably. Maybe. I think he was going to the other day.
I felt like he wanted to, but then his dad showed up.
And he shut down entirely.
Yeah,
He does not know how to exist. As a thing. Alone. As self. Not father-defined.
What do you mean?
He is. Has been. He is used to being a person fit to a shape. He has been told what he is. His lines drawn, borders demarcated. He has been named by his lord. Has not considered that he might exist beyond, outside that. He is half man, half purchaser. All his father's child.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
When I came here, I was the curator's offspring, and the monarch's vassal. I fit myself inside the words, as he fits himself inside sun. There is no space elsewhere to be more or less than one has been named. No way to change. One is what one has been made to be. To become something else is... It is neither done nor wanted. Here I could want and become. See the new name, the new self I might choose to wear. Only once I understood that such a thing could be, could I attempt to make it so. Before Elliot can be freed, he must allow himself to imagine he can be free.
Yeah. Okay, I follow. It makes sense. I don't think he's really, like, trapped by his dad or anything. I mean, not any more than any kid is. The stuff with the purchaser is complicated, sure, but even that, he has a for sure out when he turns 18.
Yeah, but does he know that?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Wait, what? I thought that was the whole thing we were trying to do, make him understand he gets to choose to not be an Ilfing.
It was, but just the last time we talked to him, he knew about his dad's bargain, or some of it, at least. Maybe not exactly all the terms, but that he'd been sold to them. And we talked about it, too, him being able to decide what he wanted. I don't think he knew before, but I think he does now.
So then what are we even doing?
I think he knows he can choose, but thinks that keeping things like they are is the right choice. Like he's supposed to agree to keep being half-purchaser because it's better for Arcadia.
Bullshit.
No, exactly. It's not, but he's been, I don't know, brainwashed by his dad or whatever. Ages ago, he told me that he has a lot of responsibility to the town. He said it was because he was touched, which I'm not even sure that's a real thing, because no one else has said anything about it. Plus, everything he said was because of that is also related to a bargain, and so I've been thinking maybe he just made that up to explain things to me so I didn't start looking too closely at all of that before
Nico.
I was supposed to, and... Right. What we need to do is what Thomas said. Help Elliot see he not only can choose, but that he's not fucking up his heritage or betraying his responsibility when he does. That at worst he's screwing with his dad's plans.
Which are messed up and should be screwed with.
Exactly.
This is going to be a lot harder than just telling him what's happening, isn't it?
Probably. But I was thinking that Thomas, since you have sort of been through this kind of thing, you could talk to him and... Thomas? Are you invisible? This is ridiculous. Thomas, where are you? Damn it, did you see him leave?
No.
Oh my god.
He'll be back.
I know, I just hate it when he does that.
Hmm.
Fine, whatever. I guess I'll just have to get used to him vanishing and then wandering off, because that's totally an okay thing to do.
How did Lyndon die? Get killed, I mean. Like, practically. Not the method.
What?
We talked about it before. Kids from Arcadia aren't supposed to be able to die because of the bargain. So, how did Lyndon?
Oh.
Kids do die here. I looked it up. It's way, way less than in other places, and infant mortality is almost non-existent, but they do die.
Right.
I've been trying to find patterns. What kind of things can kill them? I mean, so far there's been a lot of car crashes, a couple of people fell out of boats, a toddler got pushed off a jungle gym.
Accidents, maybe?
I thought about that, but there are also kids that have gotten murdered.
Oh. Okay. That's weird. I feel like a bargain about your kids not dying should cover murder.
You get right, but there are a lot of them. I mean, relatively, you know, not compared to the state murder rate or anything, but compared to overall number of deaths, if you're gonna die before you turn 18, in Arcadia you have a 1 in 5 chance that it'll be due to interpersonal violence.
Huh.
Huh. This is infuriating. The answer is right there. I just don't know enough. If I had just a little more information, I know I could figure it out.
Have you asked Thomas?
Have you asked Thomas what?
Damn it, don't do that.
Have you asked what?
He doesn't know.
Have you asked what?
What can kill kids? That didn't come out right. How kids from Arcadia can die? Because of the terms of the bargain, I mean. So, how can they?
I don't know.
Like I told you.
Where were you? You got back fast. Is everything okay?
Yes.
But you're not going to tell us where you were?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes, I am not going to tell you where I was.
Oh my god. So, what do we do now?
I think... I think we need to decide what we're going to ask her about. The curator. Thomas's mom.
Smash cut, black screen. Over black, roll credits. Nico McCleary is played by M. German. Leah Webster is played by Kaylin. Thomas Falconer is played by Kale Brown. Arcadia, California is a production of Law of Names Media. It is written and directed by Lee Seguente and edited by Eric Seguente. More information about the show and its cast can be found in the episode notes or at arcadiacalifornia.lawofnames.com. Fade out.